Our morning show today focuses on Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. In the studio with us, Eileen Stevens, who's the president. We're going to have Leif Carlson talk a little bit more about prevention and what is up this month. And June Nee, walk chair, will talk about some very successful things that have happened and a look ahead as well. Eileen, we'll start with you as president. It's already May, hard to believe, isn't it?
Good morning, Phil. Yes, it is. Already May. I mean, we're knocking on June's door.
Yes, we are. I knock on a door sometimes when she locks me out, too. But anyway, things are going well. You're selling some tickets for the car right now, are you?
Yes, we've got actually a couple raffles going now. We've got the calendar raffle. Of course, that was handed out to team members that came to the event at the kickoff pancake dinner up at the community center. So that raffle, the calendar raffle runs June. You can buy the tickets now. The drawings are April 8th. April, good heavens. August 8th through August 31st. The tickets are $10 each, or the raffle, calendar raffles. Friday, August 8th, we will draw two $1,000 drawings after the luminary ceremony up at the walk. Other tickets are drawn. They're drawn at 9 a.m. down here at WRCO, WRCE. Each day except for Friday, there'll be two $50 drawings. However, Fridays on August 8th, you'll see there's two $1,000 drawings. On the 15th, two $500 drawings. The 22nd, two $250 drawings. And August 29th, two $100 drawings. So with all of those, I believe that totals $5,700 that will be given away during the month of August, which is pretty cool.
That's starting up. I know a lot of people look forward to that. And we don't want to confuse people because the tickets for the car are separate, aren't they?
Correct. We have, of course, the 2025 Chevy Trax tickets are being sold. And again, we thank Joneses for their partnership in this venture that we have going. Be sure to follow the Walk with Grace Facebook page because they will let you know where to watch for the car, what teams are doing events. Most teams, I encourage them to have the tickets with them at their brat stands, at their bake sales, whatever, or stop by the businesses that are displaying the car. And there's a whole list of businesses who have tickets, so around the service area. So again, teams are encouraged to sell them at all their events. We had the car down at the Mushroom Festival earlier this month, and So we had three teams actually selling tickets at that event. So that was pretty nice. And then earlier this month, if you go through Gotham, you probably saw it at Inspired Innovations a week or so ago. June 8th, we will have it at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast down at the Schmidt Farm in Gotham. And then we had a team asked to take the car down to the Buena Vista Lions Car Cruise, which is also in Gotham that same day, but in the afternoon. So that's convenient. We try to keep the miles down on the car, so having two events in one day right next to each other helps do that. June 13th, we're going to have the car up at the fairgrounds. There's one team that will be selling tickets on that, and then I believe another team sells 50-50 raffle tickets in the stands because they have the pink T-shirt night on Friday night for Grace. June 14th, you'll see the car in the parade, the June Dairy Days parade, the high school rodeo parade. The 21st, I'll be taking it down to Boscobel Farmers Market. They've asked us to bring it down there. And then July 4th, we hope to be in two parades with the car, Lone Rock and Boscobel we're looking at. And with those tickets, calendar raffle and car tickets, we just ask the teams to please turn in those tickets so we know where we're at with the sales. We're not guessing. And plus, many times when it gets into, you know, mid-July, we've got teams and we've got businesses asking for tickets. We don't have any in the office. And what we really want to avoid is the night of the race, teams turning in unsold tickets, because that's lost revenue for our cause. So we want to avoid that. And so far, I know $1,000 in calendar raffle has been turned in already, which they were just handed out this, you know,
recently.
Yeah. And nearly probably over $11,000 in car raffle tickets have been turned in. So we track those tickets so teams don't have to worry about it. They can bring those tickets in. They will get credit for it. We have a three-ring binder that we keep track of it. And you'll get a receipt for that. And Marge monitors, and she gives those teams that turning in the tickets, she credits their team accordingly. You'll get a receipt when you turn it in. And if you wish to turn that in with your packet when you turn that in to at the end of the event, then you know you can have that receipt in there to show that you already turned those tickets in.
Sounds good, and that's coming up, and people can sell those all summer long, right up until
all summer long.
The drawing will be the night of Walk with Grace, then.
Correct. So we can sell any, you know, we can sell tickets that night, but we don't want to have an overabundance of them there. We want most of them sold. Well, great to have all of them sold before that night.
So at 11,000, you're doing well then. You know, you're going to have the car paid for before too long, hopefully,
yeah.
And then
yep.
And then go from there.
Right.
It's all
right.
Gravy after that.
Right.
Good. Well, we'll come back to you, Eileen. I know one other thing I wanted to ask you, though, before we leave is we kind of like to have you give a little blurb about Grace and what it is and its mission, because every time we talk about it, somebody says, well, what is that? You know, so explain it to us a little bit, if you would.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we look at that, you know, Grace has been around for 22 years, and everybody knows, we think, everybody knows what Grace is. But there's always, you know, we support families in the greater Richland area. And what that is we want to remind everybody that the greater part of that includes the townships that surround Richland County but touch Richland County borders. So it's all of Richland County plus every township in the surrounding counties that touch our border. And many people are aware of this, but at every event, when I'm talking to people, there's several that have no idea who we are. They're, you know, they're like, well, I live in Spring Green. I'm in Sauk County. I'm not eligible. Well, yes, you are. Mushroom Festival earlier this month. People down in Muscadet didn't realize that they were eligible to receive the services because they're in, you know, in Grant County, some of them. Some, it's kind of a split town. But again, what Grace does is we provide financial support for individuals in need. They're in cancer treatment, and they may need some gas cards because from here they have to run to Madison or they have to run to La Crosse. Some do have local treatment, but it gets to be a lot of windshield time and a lot of gas that's being used. So we provide gas cards. We also provide, you know, maybe they need stuff from Walmart, groceries, maybe they need new clothes, the prescriptions paid for, or they have an early morning treatment at Gunderson or Carbone that we are able to possibly pay for a hotel room so they can be right there in the city they're getting treated in and not have to get up at 3 a.m. to be down there so early. The thing I really want to stress is, you know, we do also pay utilities or cell phone bills, is we need that bill. We do not give the families cash or the individual cash. So they need to turn in that unpaid bill, and we will pay that utility or that cell phone bill for them. You know, there's more and more people. Again, there's so many that say that we've been around 22 years. Everybody knows about Grace. Well, some people have known about us for 22 years and know who we are and what we are, what we do. Others just learned about us 22 minutes ago or 2 minutes ago. They have no idea because there's people moving in and out of the area all the time. So we always want to keep sharing, regardless of how many times we've heard it. We need to keep talking because that one person who might overhear that conversation has no idea.
Right. They may be ignoring it, and all of a sudden they have a cancer diagnosis, too. I mean, that happens from time to time, too,
right.
And then they kind of learn what Grace does and
right.
what it means.
Yep, we hear about that. Well, I've kind of heard about Grace, but mm-hmm. I didn't really know what it is, you know, so until they need the service, and then it does. It catches their attention.
Right. Well, we're off and running with this year, that's for sure. And the other thing Grace is all about is prevention. Leif Carlson joins us. Leif, what type of cancer are you talking about this month?
Hey, good morning, Phil. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and so I'm going to be talking about skin cancer today.
Pretty timely, isn't it? Now that we're past, it's not officially summer, but it is. People consider it summer.
Especially, June 22nd is our solstice, and so when we get end of May, we have a really long, long, long days of sun right now, and it's really easy to get a skin burn being outside, so you gotta be really careful. Mm-hmm. So skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in the U.S., and in the United States, about 5 million people a year get skin cancer. In 1 in 5 people will get skin cancer before age 70. And then the worst one of the skin cancers that most people have heard of is melanoma. So I'll talk a little bit about melanoma.
Okay.
So It only, melanoma is only about 1% of cases, but it's the most deadly of the skin cancers, and it kills over 8,000 people per year in the U.S. And so today I want to talk about how to prevent it, how we can detect it, and what we can do to reduce those numbers and reduce your risk.
The big thing is always sunscreen.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that's on the list there.
Absolutely. Grace, every year we buy sunscreen and we hand it out at every parade that we go to. And we also hand it out for free at the pool. And so, yeah, sunscreen is one of the biggest things for people who want to get outside. If you do want to have your arms bare or your skin showing, you want to make sure that you have sunscreen on all the time in the summer. There's four words that will help you remember what you can do. They're called slip, slop, slap, and wrap. Slip, slop, slap, and wrap. Slip is to slip on a shirt. So the people like to go bare-backed. You have to be really, really careful with that. I remember making hay as a kid in the summertime and trying to see how dark I could get, and I wish I hadn't now because I got a bunch of moles that are looking kind of bad on my back at this point. Slop. You slop on the sunscreen. So just make sure that you put sunscreen on when you have bare skin. The slap is to slap on a hat. And a wide-brimmed hat is the best, especially people who just wear baseball caps. You have to watch out for the back of your neck if you have short hairline. And finally, wrap. Make sure that you wrap on the sunglasses. The sunglasses help to protect your eyes, but they also, we have sensitive skin around our eyes that can get sunburned easily. So those four words, write them down and remember them. Slip, slop, slap, and wrap.
Slip, slop. Sounds like a song, maybe.
I know. Yeah, from the 50s.
From the 50s. Yeah, exactly. That does sound like, well, it's a good way to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good stuff. And again, skin cancer is one of those preventable. It's also treatable, like other cancers, if caught early.
Absolutely. Early prevention, early detection is real key. So make sure that you are regularly checking your skin. If you see a mole that's changing, like if you have a mole on your skin and it's starting to look a little abnormal or it's changing, you're going to want to have that checked out. And if you have a partner at home, it's really good to check the partner, especially if they've had, you know, as a kid, people over 50, the skin cancer rates are still rising in the U.S. For people under 50, it's kind of steady or actually going down a little bit because of sunscreen. But for our generation, my generation, I'm 60, the skin cancer rates are going up a little bit still. And so my partner and I, we make sure that we check each other's back and neck, places you can't see, and just look for moles and things that are.
Do you think that's because of the overexposure to the sun when we were younger? Then?
I do. I think the Beach duty? Boys did it.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, every song was about getting tan and being outside and riding your surfboard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is really, really rough on skin cancer. And then make sure that you get regular checkups, so an annual checkup with a doctor. And just, say to the doc, just remind them, make sure you check for, just look at my arms, look at my back, and look, in my case, look at my scalp.
Yes. You don't have to worry about the mullet or anything like that.
I don't have to worry about that.
Right.
So I got to make sure I wear a hat and get my sunscreen on all the time.
That's good stuff. Good information. Very timely, Leif. We also want to talk about your walk around the world.
Sure.
For Grace. How's that going?
The walk around the world's going great. We got four new people so far in May, and we're not done yet. And people can sign up for the walk around the world at walkwithgrace.com. And we have, last week I sent out about 304 emails to people who have signed on. What happens in the walk around the world, you get a free blue vest that you're encouraged to wear outside. We're trying to make a movement, to get everybody wearing their vests outside to spread the word that exercise helps prevent cancer. And the amount of exercise is about 2.5 hours per week is what you should be shooting for. And it doesn't have to be in a gym. It doesn't have to be running. It can be walking. But movement, it could be dance, hula hooping, all sorts of things count as movement. And as long as you're getting 2.5 hours per week, your risk of many forms of cancer goes down. And so exercise is great for all sorts of things. It's great for your heart. It's great for overall health. it'll increase your longevity. But in our case, with Grace, we're concerned about reducing the risk of cancer. So we started that program. Everybody adds their miles. We count every 20 minutes of any kind of exercise counts as 1 mile towards our walk. And people enter their own miles into a big spreadsheet. And so far, we're over 16,000 miles as a community that we have collected. And we're walking around the world. The entire world is 25,000 miles. So in June and July, we're a little bit behind. We got to pick up the pace. So everybody make sure that you're getting out, moving. It could be inside, outside, doesn't matter. But record your miles, and let's see if we can get all the way around the world this year.
It's easy to blame it on the weather not being so good or inclement or whatever, but you know, when you get into the good summer months, you should be racking up those miles, right?
Yeah, you got to keep it going. And my dad always said there's no such thing as bad weather. There's only bad clothing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So one other thing that we want to thank Evan Ewing and at Richland County Public Health. He helped us set up May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so all the people in the walk around the world have been getting emails from me this month about improved ways that you can improve your own mental health. And so we did that in conjunction, not cancer prevention, but mental health is important too. And it's really cool to know that exercise, and again, that 2.5 hours a week, improves people's mental health. So that, it's really cool.
Kyle was one of the good helpers at the Race for Grace as well. He had a lot of volunteers and people helping that day, didn't he?
Oh, that was great. I was in charge of the course that day on the race, and I was up at 4 a.m. marking the course, and I had Tori Hill with me. And we get back, and I had 10 other volunteers then showing up to do to give out water or direct people on the course. And boy, they all showed up, and the race went just great. It was neat. There were over 200 people participating that day.
That's awesome. And again, the weather was cool that day, but it wasn't too bad for walkers and runners, was it?
It was good. The wind was pretty treacherous. For the 10K and 5K runners, they went all the way up to the high school. The 10K went all the way to Covered Bridge Road and came back. And on the way there into the wind was a pretty tough, it was coming straight out of the west. And some of my volunteers were a little cold that day too. Mm-hmm. I asked the volunteers, what would I do different for next year? And one of them said to me, turn up the heat.
So well, that's a good transition. She took second place in her age group.
All right.
June Nee over here on the other side of the room there.
Yeah, good morning, Phil. Second out of two women in my age
group,
but that's okay.
You did it, though. You did a 10K.
And so. Overall last, but yes, you're right. I did it. I ran most of the way and walked a little bit, but it was a beautiful morning, and I loved being part of it. I can't wait for next year.
It was a beautiful morning, and then it was a beautiful evening. I know you enjoyed the quilt gala as well.
Oh, yeah. Last week, weekend was a great way to get Grace kicked off. We started off with Thursday night. We had our kickoff night, and that went really well. And we want to thank everyone who attended the pancake supper and all the teams who got registered so far. And I want to just give a big thank you to all my volunteers who help set up, who help serve, and then help clean up, and especially to the Kiwanis Club of Richland Center and Steve Kohlstead, all of them for their support of Grace and putting on that pancake supper for us. That was amazing. So we kicked off Grace on Thursday night with that. And if any teams... you know, last minute you decide you want to put together a team, you can still do that. You can still register, and we welcome you to do that. Also, if there's just any individuals out there who want to be a part of a team, we will help you, we'll help facilitate that as well. Just go to walkwithgrace.com, and, you know, there's some information there. And then also, I believe there's a place where you can write a message and leave a message for someone there at Grace, and we'll take care of that. But yeah, we had a great night on Thursday night. We introduced our four ambassadors that night as well.
Could you go down the names of people in the community maybe hearing it for the first time?
Yeah, if you weren't able to be there and you haven't heard yet, our ambassadors are Tony McCarville, Seth Paulson, Amy Linz, and Betsy Wiedenfeld. And we're honored to have these four. I tell you, it was really hard. We had some great nominations, and I've said this over and over because it breaks my heart. They're all worthy. They were amazing nominations, but you know, we could only have four. So we will keep those other nominations for next year. But I just want to thank these four for, you know, being willing to tell their stories, because it's not always easy to tell your cancer story, to share your journey. But you know, if your story can help one person out there, it's worth it. So we want to thank Tony and Seth, Amy and Betsy for being willing to share their stories. So we're excited as the summer goes along and we can, you know, meet our ambassadors at the parades and stuff. So we're excited for that. And then, yes, the Race for Grace on Saturday morning. That was so much fun. The weather was perfect for running, except for, like Leif said, that wind was... It got me trying to get down to Cover Bridge Road. That was tough. But, and so that was a lot of fun. And then the Quilt Gala on Saturday night. Wow. That was so much fun. I was tired, but the food and the quilts, my, are everybody that made those quilts or worked on them, had any part of it, is so talented. So I spent a little bit of your money, Phil, and got me a really nice quilt and a wall hanging, and so...
That's all right. It went for a good cause.
Yes, a good cause.
It'll keep me snug and warm, too.
Yes. So. Yep. In these days right now, we kind of needed that nice quilt, so...
Yeah, there were days in May, yes.
Yeah.
So that sounds good, and we want to give a hats off and a shout-out to NASCAR Fans United, because that was their idea.
Yes, that was, and we're so appreciative that they... that they wanted to do something that big, and they did a wonderful job. That night was spectacular. And so I hope they do it next year again, and I hope we get even more people to attend, because it is really something to see those quilts. And so that was fun. Yes, we want to thank the NASCAR Fans United team for that. So,
and what about T-shirts? When will people be getting those?
Yes, Phil, that's a great... So T-shirt deadline is June 10th. That day, you will want to turn in your orders along with your artwork. If you have any specific artwork to go on your shirt, the office hours that day will be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we'll have registration up there to help you, and just turn in your order that day.
Okay. Anything else? Any other important dates you wanted to mention?
Yeah. You know, we're from now, after our kickoff, we're going to get ready for the walk. We're going to concentrate the next few months. So our next meeting will be June 19th, 6 p.m. at the Grace office above Royal Bank. And we're still always looking for volunteers. If anybody would still like to help out with Grace as we get ready for the walk, please join us for the meetings. And then I just want to put in a little reminder that the Survivor Captain Reception Night will be August 6th at the Phoenix Center. And we're going to have a free will offering pizza dinner that night. We'll also have some speakers from Gunderson and the UW-Carbone. So we always look forward to that. They give us an idea of what they've been working on and what our funds are used for that we donate to the those two foundations for research. And then our A Walk with Grace is on Friday, August 8th at Kroska Park. I believe we're open. Food trucks will be there already by 4. And we also have a silent auction and a bucket raffle that night in the building. And so I want to remind everybody that also there will be a radio auction, right?
Yes, there will be a radio auction. And I think some flyers went out, so if people didn't get one, they can certainly contact Grace or contact us here at WRCO.
Yes, so I wanted to let everybody know that we'll be taking donations for our three auctions, the radio auction, silent auction, and the bucket raffle. And we'd like to have these items by July 10th. And then if you're, because that way you'll get it publicized, you know, we'll put it on Facebook, we'll put it on our social media and all that. You know, it's okay to bring them afterwards, but the really big push we'd really like to have for the most part, everything in by July 10th. So if you are willing to donate an auction item for one of those, we would really appreciate it.
Wonderful. Well said. Eileen, anything you'd like to add about fundraising? I think that's a big thing. Teams are underway. It's a big push right now, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, we definitely do a lot of fundraising, but it's for a good cause. We've got more and more brand new applications coming in. So as those applications coming in, it requires more funds, and it's area wide. It's not just all coming from, you know, Richland Center. We've got applications from all over our service area. And, one thing we talk about the applications is, so when people need services, they contact our office. They can email us, call us. They'll receive an application form. They fill that out. And then they'll also fill out a release of information form. And then that is sent to their primary care provider. We don't ask for medical records or anything like that. It's just that primary care provider just verifies that, yes, indeed, this individual is being treated for cancer. And still, just with that amount of information, that is still kept confidential. I do not even know who's receiving services from us. I have no idea. There's only two people that should know that, and that would be Joanne accepting the applications, and then her and Marge write out the checks. Beyond that, nobody knows who's receiving services from us, but it is all verified by a physician that the person is indeed being treated for cancer. We do not look at income, at ethnic, religious, gender, age. Any individual in our service area that's dealing with cancer is eligible to apply for funds. The first year of funds, we provide them with $2,750. If they have a second year of funds that are needed, that's $2,250. A third year of support is $1,750. And some, 4 years later are still in active cancer treatment. And then we'll provide another $500. And as mentioned earlier, that could be gas cards, Walmart cards, utilities, rent, hotel, whatever they need assistance with, within each criteria level, we will certainly help them with. And honestly, I mean, the big hearts of those in the greater Richland area, it's just mind-boggling. I think it's because everybody knows somebody who's been affected. Could be in their family, could be a neighbor. And with our organization, they know where the money's going. It's very open. It's in all our flyers, on our website. We're 100% volunteer organization. You don't see the 5- and 6-digit salaries being paid here. It is big zeros. Everybody volunteers. And we do it for the volunteer is just the love of helping others and making a difference in your community. And the big thing is grace belongs to all of us. It's not owned by any individual. It is the greater Richland area. This is everybody's organization. June had touched on some of the volunteers. So if anybody wishes to get involved, contact us, send us an email, gracelocalcancer@gmail.com, or call us at 608-604-8255. See how you can help. We have seasoned volunteers who they know the ropes. And we always encourage our volunteers to be training your replacement, because we don't want people to burn out. So train your replacement. That allows for new volunteers, new opportunity, keeps the ideas fresh, avoids, same old, same old. Grace is built on a solid foundation. I mean, the walk is the number one. That is the center. That is the core of this entire organization, and always will be. I mean, that's the focus. How it looks may change from year to year. It just keeps getting stronger and bigger, and it keeps generating interest, which is nice. So, like I said, we're all a common cause. We did send out the auction letters to, I think, the 400 some letters we sent out to businesses and stuff like that. And again, it's just some are new letters that have gone out to, we provided the trifold flyer to let them know who we are, what we're doing. And it's the support of the individuals and businesses that make this run. And it's amazing the support we get.
Yeah, it is. And businesses get hit hard a lot, in a lot of areas. So we appreciate them standing up for Grace.
Very, very much so.
Yeah. Leif, anything else you'd like to add here today, this month?
Yeah, just if one thing that we do in the Walk Around the World that I want to talk about a little more is the potlucks. And it's been really cool. Every single month we meet at the community center and share foods from around the world as we walk. And on June 2nd is our next potluck. It's at 5:30 at the community center. And people are going to be bringing foods from Greece because we have reached Greece. We're heading... we've been heading west across Asia, and now we've gotten to Greece, so it's pretty cool.
Do you have your menu all thought of, or your dish that you're going to bring that night?
Yeah,
or?
For me, it's going to be like probably fresh mozzarella cheese with tomatoes and unmarinated onions tossed with some herbs.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I better get walking.
Join the group at walkwithgrace.com.
Absolutely. June, anything else you wanted to add?
I think I covered everything, Phil. Just if anybody has any questions, please visit walkwithgrace.com and or the website and phone number that Eileen gave out. And if you have a question for me, someone will get a hold of me. Like I said, if you want to volunteer, you want to help out in any way, we will not turn you away.
And donate, too, if you'd like to donate.
And donate to the auctions.
Yep.
All those items go to Grace. So, and they help our neighbors, our friends, our family, all of our loved ones in this area. So, just donate if you can.
Thanks for all you do. You guys, we appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet.
No, we appreciate it.
June Nee, Eileen Stevens, and Leif Carlson joining us here on this portion of the morning show as we talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.